are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast. This is Juan, a.k.a. P, alongside the Boomer Esiason of Fantasy Football Managers, Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, it means you're on Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Spotify, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review.
What up, yo?
So I think that we can call this Overreaction Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because this show is dropping on Wednesday.
Yep.
Or at least this intro part. You and I, shout out to our commish, HHM. He told me you must beware of the Overreaction Monday. And I was like, yo, what does that mean? I got what he kind of meant. And then he started mentioning like certain players.
Now we always have those guys at the beginning of the year that pop off, and every single season you don't know what to expect unless you're really watching. Like, numbers lie sometimes. Like, as much as people be like, men lie, women lie, numbers, no, numbers lie sometimes, and they're overrated. So you have to have what's the word I'm looking for, an understanding of how those numbers were accumulated, for lack of a better statement.
Oh, that was perfect.
That, because anybody can make or break a week with one play. Mm. Is it one player or is it a consistent thing? So I won't dig too deep into that. You have to get to understand that for yourself.
I will give you two players. I'll give you Malcolm Brown. Last year, I owned Malcolm Brown week one. And Malcolm Brown had a great game. I think it was a game similar to this. I don't know if it was two touchdowns. It might have been multiple touchdowns. I have to look it up. But last year, you know, week one, he was a beast. I'm sure that the waiver wire, well, not in our league because I had him, but I'm sure he was a hot commodity. And I don't think he touched the ball seven times combined the next, what, 5-6 weeks?
Yeah.
And I'm probably being generous. Another player is John Ross. He was lighting the world on fire. Was it because AJ Green wasn't there or whatever it may be? He was lighting the world on fire and not, you know, faded at the end of the year. Maybe it was injury, but that's another player that people were running to the waiver wire to get, and I don't think he helped any fantasy teams.
Yeah, and even last year too, like with Marquise Brown being a rookie, he came onto the scene on fire, two touchdowns, a lot of yards, and everybody was expecting that production every weekend. It's unrealistic. Unless it's like a stud or you see that they're going to be a focal point of the offense, that's not going to happen every week. You can't rely on that. You can't build the team relying on that stuff. Yeah. You're going to have boom weeks, and you're going to have bust weeks. So you got to just have a balance.
Yeah. You know, a lot of we would love the upside of every player.
Of course.
For the most part, we draft for players with the best floors consistently.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to look at it. And another thing you mentioned for overreaction, and it's fantasy, and it's we can almost segue into our what we came here for. It's overreaction to winning in a fantasy matchup.
Yeah, and to losing.
So the celebrations and the victory laps and the gifs in the message board.
Yeah, you thinking you won a Super Bowl because one weekend you got to win. And more so because some people underachieved for a lot. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, this before we jump in, this Monday morning or Monday a day ago didn't feel so good.
Yeah.
Going into it kind of expecting an L. Waking up this morning and realizing that.
How did it feel getting that recap?
Oh, man. Yo, any recap after a loss, you do not want to read. Never.
Were they brutal with you?
No. I already knew what it was. And shout out to London. He definitely beat me. So
yeah,
give him props. It's not like I mean, my team did underperform, but he had a great team. I was worried of losing him.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie. This is one of my toughest matchups of the year. So I'm not shocked that he beat me. But, like, when you go into it and it's in-depth, it kind of tells you, like, hey, you had this many people underperform and blah, blah, blah. So it wasn't too brutal. I already knew what it was. So it didn't really bother me. I just want to get over this and try to come back and get a win.
And this is a question I want you to answer and everyone listening or watching. So which losses hurt the most? The close victories, the ones that you barely get beat, or the ones that you get blown out? Which ones are more? Which ones? No, let me say it like this. Which ones are the easiest to get over week to week?
The ones where you get blown out.
Why you say that?
Because it's you didn't have to stress all the way down to the wire. Like, if I already knew I'm losing by 40 and I got one guy left, and he's
on to
probably
the next
not going
to
get 40.
On to the
yeah,
next
let's week. Like, all right, let's start prepping for next week. But if it's going down to the wire and you got to bite your nails through every single minute of that last game, then that's a lot of stress.
All right. You have anything else?
We can jump right into the league.
All right, let's get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
So, it was a very spicy week one. And we had some really good matchups. And up on the screen, you'll see it there. So, do you want to just go from top to bottom?
Yeah.
All right. So, we're going to recap the matchups from last week. We're not going to take too long on them. Are we even going to drill into them, or we're just going to go through them?
We can, on the surface, we can, but we don't have to get too crazy.
All right. So, it was my team versus Suicide Squad, which put up a really good fight. I honestly thought I was going to lose the game after I put in Mecole Hardman. I wanted to go for a home run.
For context, for those who aren't in our league, he had Mecole Hardman start on Thursday. Rightfully so. I mean, I'm not judging him for playing him. It was a gamble.
But in the day before, we released our podcast, and I mentioned Mecole Hardman on the team as someone that I'm keeping my eye on.
Yeah.
And I think that what happens when you wait for football so long is you're anxious to be involved.
Yeah. Right?
So I didn't weigh it too smartly. And also, you know, I was dealing with some injury news, so I didn't even know if I was going to have a player that I thought I was going to have. Yeah, so I said, okay, so based on the players that I have, I feel like I have enough points there that let me try to hit a home run. If anything, it'll help take my team over the top if it does work.
Yeah. But, man, that goes to show you how strong your team is built as of right now, that you put up 0.6 from your first player, and then you put up 125 after that.
Yeah.
That goes to show you that it don't matter how you start.
Yeah, it's how you finish. And Suicide Squad, GG's to you, man. That was really good. I think he's going to have a team that's going to be it's going to be harder than maybe we would have anticipated the way some of his players looked. But it'll be a tough matchup. That was a good game, man. All right, so the next matchup is HHM, our commissioner, going up against No Limit Soldiers. And there was a lot of trash talk on this one. And Ryan, you remember, you and I actually picked this one differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you had HHM and I had No Limit Soldiers?
No, it was the other way around.
Okay, I had HHM, you had No Limit, exactly. Yeah. And I actually got this one right. What did you see in this matchup?
The first thing is obviously No Limit's quarterback definitely underperformed, and Nick Chubb giving him that low point, man. That you can, it's hard to recover when guys you expect to give you points don't give you points.
Yeah,
and rightfully so. HHM's team went off, and not even off, two people went off.
Yeah, so I don't know. I remember I told you. And our bet was on this game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Our bet. I lost a bet, but I gave you a fight. All right. Even though Zach Moss's most of his points came on that touchdown.
All of his points.
He gave him a fight. So, no, that's my first L on these bets. We're going to try to think of something fun. And if other people want to be involved, then we're going to definitely make sure that you can hold yourself accountable here.
Yeah. Now HHM took it.
Yeah.
Started the year off with a win. No Limit put up a measly 89 points. Was that second lowest of the league?
He said measly.
No, I mean, when you barely put up 90. I mean, I can't talk much. I only put up 96, but it ain't the worst.
Yeah, I just don't think I've heard the word measly used in a long time. So that was the fact that you broke that out. Like, you dusted that one off, like, you know. Hopkins looks good.
Yeah, he impressed me. And again, maybe it was part of that game plan. He was getting peppered with freaking target. So
yeah, so
let's see if that happens against Washington this week.
It's like we said, maybe overreaction. There's something there for both teams. You know, I told you I like the running backs. Marlon Mack going down. How unfortunate is that? Not only for Mike, obviously, but for Marlon Mack, a contract year. So sucks. But let's move on to the next matchup.
Yep.
And I got here Will going up against Nelson or your grandma's BFF. I'm gonna just start saying y'all team names, man.
And we knew this was coming.
Yeah, so
it's a lot closer than I thought.
Yeah.
He put up a fight, man.
We said he was gonna put up a fight.
Yeah, he put up a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, with Will's team, because I don't know what I don't know how to explain that emoji or whatever that damn thing is. The shrugs, Kanye shrug, Jordan shrug. Yeah. He had McCaffrey, Carson go off. Unfortunately, James Conner gets hurt. Hopefully he stays hurt. not because I have Benny Snell or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, man, he came out, got a 10-point victory. I gotta give Nelson a little bit of credit. He put up a fight, man.
Yeah. I think we both mentioned that it was that he put together a good team and he was gonna put up a fight. Yeah. Hey Nelson, man, I think every time we get to this ride, and hold on, I gotta take a break here because Nelson is giving us a lot of flack. I feel like we give him some love and he takes like something that, cause we criticize a lot of people here, but we also show love. We're very partial. But we can be worse if you want us to be worse.
Yeah. We're respectfully giving you props cause we can be disrespectfully.
We can still keep it fun, but we can't be disrespectful. But, anyway, it turned out to be a good matchup, which we felt like it was going to be, but we thought Will was going to win for the very reason that we thought. McCaffrey, Carson, Connor went down, but look at his team. The rest of his team is Chark, you know, McLaurin, all consistency there.
Yeah.
But anything else for this?
That's great.
All right. So next one is Apex and the whole show. Honestly, I think this is another one where we split.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I picked John. You picked Apex.
I'm picking against everybody that plays John. I'm picking for everybody that plays against John this whole year. So,
all right, so put that on your score sheets. Anyone that's listening, put that on your score sheets right now. Ryan is picking up against the whole show the entire year.
Yeah.
Anything to recap here? I'm sure you don't want to show love to John.
So for the record, my assumption of taking Tyreek Hill and Adam Thielen over Cooper Kupp and Calvin Ridley.
That was a good call.
Scored more points.
Yeah,
that was a good call. Same reasons that I always say. I'm going to take two number one receivers on the team over a guy that has to share targets. Wasn't even the main focal point in the
offense. Hold on. I mean, the other half, it's not like you were on Ridley's side. It's not like I was
really
off base.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Calvin Ridley's not going to do this every week.
Do we know? It's 2020. No.
Two touchdowns and all those yards, it's not happening. He can have a touchdown and some yards, absolutely.
I mean, argument can be made that Thielen won't do this every week either.
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's
I'm not shocked that Thielen did it more than I am that – look at Calvin Ridley, what, his rookie year?
This is his third year, though, man.
No, I love Calvin Ridley. Don't get it wrong. But I'm just saying, Calvin Ridley has these games where he'll put up 35 points.
Mm-hmm.
If Calvin Ridley can put up more than 15 points week two, I'll be like, all right, bet.
To me, you give me a receiver with a quarterback that's consistently in the league lead in attempts, you give me –
Yeah, because their defense sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Cooper Kupp, totally wrong about him this week, but I am ready to get back on it with Cooper Kupp next week. I still think he's a stud. But you were right. I misplayed that
one. Well, Cooper Kupp will be covered by – Slay, so we'll see how that works.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes for you, Cooper. You want it to be a number one.
Yeah. Good luck. Now you're getting paid like a number one. You're going to get spied on like a number one.
What you asked for.
Getting double coverage. But no, I look, for the record, I like Calvin Ridley a lot. I'm not a hater to Calvin Ridley. This is a conversation me and P have all the time. Mm-hmm. Those aren't realistic, sustainable numbers. If you think they are, you are unrealistic. It's not going to happen.
I don't think so. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I know for a fact that Matt Ryan is going to be over 500 passing attempts this year.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure.
I'm okay with playing the law of averages, and whatever percentage of snaps and targets that really gets, it's still going to be better than someone in – Thielen's situation, not Thielen himself, but just someone in Thielen's situation, that run heavy offense, because that's what Minnesota is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
even
that's
so,
because I like Thielen.
Yeah. How many targets did Thielen have?
He probably had
eight
all
targets
of them.
And really had 12 targets. But again, they were down the whole game.
It doesn't matter. They're going to be down a lot this year.
But when they are winning, we'll see how he is. Look, exactly. I will be shocked if Calvin Ridley has more than 15 points next week. I will be shocked. And if that's a bet we could put on the board, I don't think he gets over 15 points next week.
Who do they play next week?
The Cowboys.
Dallas. Oh, yeah. He gets 15 points next week.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he gets
15. That's 90 yards and a touchdown.
Or that's 150 yards. Or that's 150 yards. Or that's two touchdowns and whatever it is.
Not happening.
It's possible, man.
I'll remember so when I recap it after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the rest of his team showed up, man. Not to stay too much on this game.
Yeah.
The rest of his team showed up. But now he gets to see what Jonathan Taylor can fully do. Who knows if the Colts sign another running back.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good matchup. Apex put up a fight, but at the end of the day, Joe Mixon underperformed. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to win games when he does that.
Yeah, and before we move on, Todd Gurley, he got him from the trade. Todd Gurley worked out for him, but,
yeah,
you know.
All right, cool. Let's jump into COVID and let's go
into the next one. Yeah. So,
and we are not gonna spend too much time on this. Let's go. What in the?
Let's go. Where did you go?
Where did you go,
bro? I don't understand. You know what? If you score this low, you deserve for us to just go at you right now. So, I'm sorry ahead of time, but there's no way I'm gonna forgive you for scoring 61 points.
And again, I was bashing Le'Veon Bell for these reasons. He ended up getting hurt, but I'm never going to trust anybody in Gase's system, ever. Ever. And Michael Thomas, why I don't take receivers early. Because when you get 1.7 from people that you think are going to get you 30 points every week, doesn't happen.
Yeah. Nah, you know, and obviously I'm kidding. I've been there. I've scored this low probably before. But week one, it sucks to come out of the gates like that. I'll tell you that much. I know week one, a loss isn't as bad, speaking of overreacting. But you just look for certain key indicators, and you don't want Mahomes to give you 26. You draft him to give you 30, 35. But
on COVID side, he had Juju show up. But again, touchdown dependent. It's so hard to rely on points solely off touchdowns. But he kicked up. Edwards-Helaire, obviously. Drake fell into the end zone. Prescott underperformed, in my opinion. But, I mean, he comes out with the win. So,
yeah.
The guy who scores 61 points, you better.
You like CEA's chances. They're going to force him into that end zone one way or another. They're probably going to sacrifice his health for it because he was getting clobbered.
Yeah, one of my bold predictions, I've been telling it to you, I don't think CEH makes it through a whole year. No. And I hope he does because I don't like injuries. But if they're going to keep using them like they're doing, they're going to have to get Darrell Williams involved more in the red zone or
– in the goal line. He doesn't
Like you cannot – throw CH into the back of these linebackers that are twice his size. He's going to get his head cut off.
Yeah. Yeah. So he looked really good, though.
He's justified
right there.
Yeah. His vision, like, CH was looking real, real low.
And I like Juju. Juju goes as does Big Ben. And if Big Ben looked really good, you like your chances with Juju. So I really did like that move. So, you know, Gordon. The Lindsey injury, that's probably the one bright spot here for Let's Go.
Yep.
And that's Let's Go. Let's go to the next one. The next one is I have here is Why So Serious versus the matchup of the week. Versus,
the last one, yeah.
Versus Dead Presidents. They were named London before. and it was a good – it came down to Monday night. Henry came through with a lot of yards and volume, but – no touchdowns, that hurt, and A.J. Brown was getting some work. You know, whatever points he put up just really was the nail in the coffin.
3.9.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, I think on my side, man, not having Galladay, he didn't have Miles Sanders, so we kind of came into this matchup
limping.
Limping, yeah. So it kind of didn't help. But, I mean, at the end of the day, his defense turned up for him. Kyler Murray turned up, and he pulled away with the victory. So, again, I knew this was going to be a tough matchup. This is probably going to be my hardest matchup of the year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He didn't have Miles Sanders, so who knows, you know, how that could look different. You didn't have, you know, Galladay. Who knows how that could have looked different, right? So there's always what-ifs on the table, but it was a really good matchup, and it was a fun one to keep track of, too, because it was, like, a lot of points put up there.
Yep. Cool. We can break down the standings real quick. So we'll bring that up onto the screen. And right now, P looking beautiful in first place with 126 points.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cut you off. I like more the 126 than I care about the number one, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
This early, I don't really care about that.
Yeah. Now that's solid. That's a solid way to start the season. And it's pretty evenly split everywhere else. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a close run through the rest of the season. So we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. Let's go getting 61 week one. That's going to be a tough mountain to climb to get back into contention with, even with getting a bunch of wins. He's going to need a lot of wins to.
Here's a question for you. Does Let Go actually use his waiver?
He needs like six waivers.
No, but do you think he actually uses it?
I don't know.
on
behalf of other teams.
You know Pootie's going to use it.
Yeah.
I think this is a good chance for us to – let's look forward, man. Let's go to the matchups for next week, because this is where – now that we have some standings, this is where we could really get into some fun, some trash talking. But make sure you keep it respectful. do I go first with my matchup?
We can leave ours for last if you want.
Okay, perfect. So where do you want to start with?
Start with HHM and Will.
All right, cool. Let's go there. So
we have 2-1-0 teams battling at it. So this is going to start leveling the playing field. Fourth place versus sixth place.
Let's see here. So right now the projection is 111 versus 105. What stands out here is Brown. I see you, Will.
You got Malcolm Brown in there.
Yeah, I see you. Hey, you know what? I see you, man. I don't blame you. And who did he have at his flex before? I think he lost
Connor.
He lost Connor. So and maybe not. Maybe Connor does play, but you know, if you have Malcolm Brown, you gotta try him out, right?
I don't know, man. Philly's run defense looked pretty good last week.
Yeah, I know.
Despite Peyton Barber falling into the end zone. Yeah. He had like 8 red zone carries. But he had like 17 carries for 22 yards. So that's not impressive. Hopefully Malcolm Brown can give him what he gave him week one.
Do the Rams change that? You know, but that remains to be seen on that one.
Yeah.
Burrow, you know, he's playing Burrow against Cleveland. That's a new one. I didn't know he had him in there. The rookie looked okay. So
yeah, he impressed me, man.
But he's going up against A-Rob and Adams, who was this is one of the most beautiful stacks to have in fantasy. Especially the way A-Rob looked and the way Davante Adams looked and his target share.
Davante Adams projections to 17.
You see, yeah,
he had 17 targets. Holy.
Yeah, if he's going to get target share, you know, that could maybe soften the loss of an Odell's expectations.
Odell's going to be lost all season.
Yeah, I mean, now there are trade rumors and something.
There's trade rumors every year with that guy.
What do you think of Odell? Would you want him on your team?
I spoke about this already.
Okay, all right, cool.
Go back to the old episodes.
Yeah. And anything else here? Oh, Nyheim Hines. Phillip Rivers.
He looked good.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers loves those running backs.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
a tough one. I think these projections are underestimating Will, man. I don't get how Christian McCaffrey could be projected 17 and Davante Adams could be projected 17. That just makes no sense to me, but
yeah.
Especially after Kamara just abused Tampa Bay. And he didn't really do nothing.
I don't know. Maybe this is more of a will Carolina be even in it enough for McCaffrey to
he's always going to be involved whether they're down 30 or up 30.
Yeah, that's true. He's in it.
Honestly, I'm curious to see what Davante Adams does in week two, because we're either going to see the old Packers or maybe Aaron Rodgers is on a revenge tour and whatever the coaches are calling, he's going to be like, yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm going to throw the ball.
Yeah, I think this might be – remember I told you the one player that I mentioned Aaron Rodgers in the one player to watch during our matchup, our fantasy episode. I said because which Aaron Rodgers is it going to be? Is it going to be the guy that was handed a ball off last year, the one before the year before? So Devontae and A-Rob, you know, they had that chemistry. I don't know if we might get an in between. The good news is that Aaron Jones is still involved, but I like this matchup. Did we make picks yet or
no? We haven't made picks.
Okay, so what do you want to do? Do you want to just go through the matchup and then make our picks?
We can pick now. And again, these picks are opinions. I hope people aren't over here taking it to the freaking heart. Yeah. I'm just going off of what I'm feeling at the moment. So,
yeah.
It's not that I like somebody's team more than that. It's just right when I'm looking at them, this is the matchup that I'm going with.
I remove the name from it when I make
lineups anyways.
Yeah, I remove who the owners are when I make these picks.
I'm looking at the players.
Yeah. So and this is an opinion, like he said, which my opinion probably doesn't matter to any of y'all, but all right. I'm gonna pick hold on. If you already know who you
Yeah, I'm gonna and look, it looks like I'm going against HHM every week, and it's not disrespect. But in my opinion, I would rather have Will's team this week. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's a better floor, the same amount of upside. I just don't know where HHM's points are going to come from besides Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, Hines. Is he going to be involved the same as much? Like, I don't see Beckham wowing me. Like, so it's going to be – I get, like, McCaffrey, Carson, Chark, McLaurin. Like, those – I don't know.
I'm picking HHM.
Yeah, I'm gonna just take Will, and it just based on what I'm looking at.
I just think I love that stack too much. I feel like Green Bay is, and this is a division rival. They did it to Minnesota. They're about to do it to Detroit. I think that's how I feel about that. Eckler still highly involved, you know. So you still like his touches. You expect him maybe to get into the end zone here in KC, which expects to be maybe one of those where KC is blowing out the Chargers, and Eckler ends up, you know, scoring and maybe getting a few catches in garbage or something like that. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor is something to make a note of. What is going to happen with him if he keeps managing the offense the way he is? But I like Montgomery, and I like Naheem Himes, and I think Buffalo's defense is – come on, man. They're going up against Fitzpatrick, turnover machine, so maybe some points there too. I like his team. I think HHM wins this.
Cool. Let's jump into the next one.
Yeah, let's go. The next one, what do you got? Which one's the next one for you? Apex? Okay, so Apex and the whole show.
No.
Oh, this was from last week.
Yeah.
How did I make it here? How did we get here? All right, week two. Okay, so Apex and Nelson. We already analyzed this. What's the pick?
Yeah, I mean, Apex is the favorite. Honestly, it's a toss-up. I want to see where Apex is going to get his points from. It's a lot of volatility with Will Fuller, Tyreek Hill. Can Joe Mixon finally show up? He looked really lackluster this first week, man. Mm-hmm. How much are they going to get him involved? I don't know, man. My gut is telling me Nelson.
But your body.
My gut is telling me Nelson. Tampa, Tom Brady, coming back after a loss against Carolina.
And that's a nice
Diggs stat. Against the Dolphins. Kamara. I don't know, man. Ingram didn't get as much work week one. They might come back and try to feed him.
Yo, and this Kamara looks really good. Kamara.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really do anything yards wise, but
the touchdowns, you love that.
Yeah, the touchdowns. Yeah, he was fun in the end zone.
Yeah, and the fact that they used Taysom Hill to throw him a pass, you know, that was a really nice wrinkle in that offense, right? Because it's always he always has to give up a touch to Taysom Hill. This time it was like, here, yo, I got you. But I don't know. So you're gonna go with Nelson on this one?
Yeah.
All right. Man, I want to pick Ricky. I want to because, you know, I think his defense is solid. You know, having Tyreek Hill in the flex is like a luxury. But, you know, Will Fuller against Baltimore is a little scary. Joe Mixon, you expect him to bounce back. I don't know, man. I really do want to pick him. You know what? I'm going to pick Ricky. Yeah, I got Apex on this one.
All right, let's go to Let's Go's matchup against
John. Oh, okay.
See what I did there?
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I can't even pick against John this week. I'm an idiot if I pick against John.
You're gonna pick
against John. Let's Go might put up less points than he did last week. I know I said I was gonna go against John every week, but even I'm not that dumb.
Okay, so Patty's going up against the Chargers.
Patty needs to put up 50 for him to have a chance.
Yeah, and I don't see that happening. No. I mean, if we look at the last two, they're in the same division, so we have reference, historical reference.
Yeah.
But last year, I think the Chargers were in it, although Phillip Rivers was the quarterback. But, that's a tough secondary. It's tough defense there. I mean, Patty's still going to put up his points, obviously, but.
Yeah, and John's been shuffling quarterbacks all day. He's got Ryan Tannehill back in there.
Yeah.
He'll throw Deshaun Watson in, so he's down to his team. Hopefully he doesn't drop the ball there.
He's a QBBC.
Yeah, gonna bench Deshaun Watson for Ryan Tannehill.
Ooh, Taylor though, man.
Yeah, let's see if he can. I mean, he had the opportunities last weekend.
Yo,
we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, right now the way it's constituted, like the way it's constructed, it looks good.
Again, to prove a point that we've been saying before the season even started, Jonathan Taylor falls into a starting role. But again, where John drafted him, where John has him as his team, he got him at value. He got him at value. He didn't steal him. He didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that he got another running back for his sake. But it doesn't make his team that much better. Because he had to rely on Jonathan Taylor. So,
yeah.
It's not a bonus.
Yeah.
If Calvin really puts up more than 15, then I'll start calling him Julio Jones Jr.
Yeah. You know, I don't – with Let's Go, I don't want to pile it on. I just feel like, Gordon, you hope that Lindsay stays out, right? Losing Michael Thomas obviously hurts because that was supposed to be your Randy ratio with Patty. Yeah, they were supposed to give you about 60% of your points, and then you're going to just sprinkle
in. Let's go. Hit my line, man. Send me Patty Mahomes. I'll give you something to rebuild your team.
Oh, do we have trade wins? anyway, I got John.
You need surgery on that team.
Yeah, you do, bro. But you got it. We believe in you. So I got John on this, too.
Yep.
I assume that you had John, bro. But
I'm a blind man.
Yeah, you know. All right. Well, what do you got next? Who you got next?
It's either me or you.
We did HHM.
Oh, debt. Let's go. Dead Presidents for Suicide Squad here.
Okay. All right. Oh.
So we got Dead Presidents projected to win 115 and 106.
Yeah. Two really good quarterbacks. So Dead Presidents 1-0. Suicide Squad is 0-1. Kyler Murray versus Russell Wilson. What do you think?
Man, I mean, Russell got to play New England, so
DK Metcalf.
He might be capped a little bit. Kyler got to play Washington. Washington looked amazing defensively week one. If Kyler isn't running for his life, I could see him similarly putting up around the same bond of numbers.
If you look at Dead Presidents, they have DK Metcalf. That's a good little piece right there for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, yeah.
So a little defense. You hope you get Miles Sanders back this week. It looks like he's trending to come back. Kittle's probably not going to practice much because of the knee. It scares you that it looked like he was going to be out, but it looks apparently this man is made of iron because from what I saw, he came right back from that.
Yeah.
What do you got on this? What do you think? What are you thinking?
I don't know, man. It's tough.
It is a tough one.
London's team is one of my favorite teams. It's hard to pick against him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Suicide Squad is going to have a lot. Like, Slayton's going to have to go off. Ertz is going to have a big game.
I like that he has Slayton in there.
Yeah, no, me too. I just feel like he needs a lot to go perfectly right for him to win.
Yeah.
And it's not realistic.
And you don't love Russ going up against New England because that's going to be a slow tempo game.
Yeah.
It looks like the Cam and that offense is going to be running the clock a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just looking at it on the surface, I'm taking London's side of it on this one. Yeah,
same.
All right. Last two left. Is it mine or your matchup?
Okay. And did we pick Will and HHM?
Yeah. I took Will. You took HHM.
Okay. And okay. So let's go to mine.
Sure.
All right. So we got COVID proof and my team.
Yeah. As of right now, he's got two spots empty on his bench.
Mm-hmm.
So he's questioning life right now.
Well, waivers also are coming, so yeah. I'd imagine the defense.
Going to pick up Jesus, because that's what he needs this week.
But 1-0, both teams. Projection right now is 115-92, but obviously two spots are empty for him.
I would start Brian Hill in the flex if I was him.
I would too, but only if I were him, not me. We have Lamar against Dak. That's a really good quarterback matchup right there.
Yeah, and Dak playing against Atlanta, it's crazy. You just played Russell Wilson against Atlanta, and I got to play Dak against Atlanta. So
I can pencil in 30 points at least.
Yeah, north of 30 points easily for Dak.
Absolutely.
Which might help Amari Cooper, which might help the previous matchup that we were looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, I don't know. Lock it against New England. Hopefully I don't know who they're going to try to lock down, either DK.
Yeah. Lockett is one of those players that – he benefits regardless, because when the plays break down, that's when he's at his best with Russ.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think he's one of those players that he'll always get his yards because of Russ's ability to keep a play alive.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because of who's guarding him, because nobody could guard Tyler Lockett or most of these NFL receivers for more than a few seconds. That's what you hope your defensive line gets to the quarterback or disrupts the quarterback. Right. Yeah,
and you do have some tough matches. You got Jacobs against the Saints run defense, but Monday night, so primetime game.
Yeah.
And Mostert against the Jets, who
first game in the what do they call it? The Death Star?
Allegiant Stadium or something like that.
Yeah, the Death Star they call it supposedly. So.
And then you got Mostert against the Jets, and the only thing they seem that they can do right is stop the run. So.
Yeah. And Ronald Jones, Carolina. Yeah,
Ronald Jones against Tampa. Leonard Fournette, keep him on your bench because he's the most elite handcuff in the NFL right now. He is not going to be on the field unless Ronald Jones – something happens to him.
Yeah, okay.
I believe Bruce Arians now after seeing Ronald Jones week one.
Yeah.
And I always believed that. I was never worried about Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette is an insurance policy. That's all he is, a very expensive insurance policy.
Yeah, he looked good. Jared Cook with Michael Thomas being out for a few weeks, does Jared Cook benefit from that?
Absolutely.
I'm going to look at because, you know, from where I got him, valuable right there. I do like that he got Juju Smith-Schuster. I love Juju for him. He got his wide receiver one because I think Ben is going to look good all year. And, you know, Ben loves – he's a master at getting his players involved. It's beautiful to watch. And Juju's going to have fun this year. DJ Moore, bounce back hopefully against Tampa. And Jonnu Smith, I like Jonnu too. He's got two good tight ends, so he can play any of them.
My worry is, I don't know, Juju might be in lockdown zone. I don't know what they were doing against A.J. Brown, but they were not giving that man anything. He had to die for those 47 yards that he got.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well,
I mean, again, not overreacting to week one, but let's see if it comes as easy as it did week, you mean?
Yeah, I prefer to use what I saw last week than the stats from last year.
Yeah, yeah. And again, watching the game, I'm not like Corey Davis was balling. Is Juju going to be Corey Davis or is that going to be Washington or is that going to be Deontay Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
Depending on who's going to be running those routes, I think they'll come out and try to attack the Denver Broncos the same exact way that the Titans did.
Yeah, and I don't like that Kenyon Drake matchup. But Washington.
Yeah, Washington.
That defensive line. That was a great – it was so entertaining to watch that defensive line. And I don't know if it was the Eagles' offensive line or if it was because Washington's that good and they have like 4,000 or 5,000 first-rounders on that line.
Yeah, their defensive line is good. But, again, the Eagles had a high school line out there on Sunday. And turning over the ball, I mean, the defense forced it, but Wentz was looking very erratic out there. So, hopefully they could clean some stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's going to be a tough matchup. I feel like this is going to be a lot closer than people think, but I feel like you just have a lot of firepower. a lot of firepower. And again, it depends what Clyde Edwards-Helaire can do against Chargers, who do have a really good line. So Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram might kill CEH. This might be the week. Don't run into one of those guys.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I'm going to pick my matchup, and it's not because it's me. It's just I just, again, I like the evenness. Does he have the two names that I love, the hyphenated names? I love those guys. I think they're great players. And Dak Prescott, you can put him on par with Lamar in terms of the numbers he's going to put up this year.
Yeah.
So I really do like your team. I'm going to pick mine because I feel like I have some matchups that are exploitable. And I just like the way some of these players look, man. Some of the touches, it's a lot that goes into why I like them. I'm not really going to go too deep, but it's just from what I saw. I'm sure similar to what you would say about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just didn't find Kenyon Drake's week one as impressive as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. The numbers lie a little bit. I'm going to go with you as well. He's still trying to figure out what he's going to do with his flex and his defense. So hopefully he makes that right choice for himself.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there. Yeah, there's a lot of people. So on to yours then, huh? And your matchup is we have – oh, yeah, this one – there's already some trash talking going on here, no?
I mean, not on my behalf. I'm getting attacked.
And you're just you're just finishing it. You're following
me. I'm getting punched and I'm punching back. Don't go down without a fight in this league.
So we have Pooty, who's a very, very good friend of ours, against a Why So Serious, which is Ryan over here. Yeah,
2-0-1 teams dying for a W.
Both. No Limit, which is Pooty, is getting 110 points, and Ryan is getting 114 points. So go ahead, Ryan. What do you think?
Well, looking at his lineup, who scares me the most? Nobody. Sana. Nick Chubb can go off any given week.
Yeah.
And he plays Cincinnati. Cincinnati just played the Chargers, and they made everybody look good.
Yeah.
They had Joshua Kelly out here looking like a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Eckler were doing his thing. So I can expect points to come from Chubb. I just hope everybody else is – simmers down and doesn't do. And again, I'm curious to see, like, everybody's reacting to Hopkins going off week one, Devontae Adams going off week one. Like, let's see what they do in week two.
Yeah.
And against playing against Washington's front, whatever it is, seven. Let's see if Kyler Murray has enough time. They're gonna have to have quick hitters to D Hop, but DeAndre Hopkins was looking like a stud. So Hopkins and Chubb is two guys that I'm really.
I think Hopkins is matchup proof, to be honest. And Nick Chubb, you do not like the distribution of touches in the backfield last week.
Yeah.
Hunt got the same number of carries.
Yeah, that was getting 10 carries. I mean,
because they were getting blown out and Hunt is essentially like that third down back guy? Is it because of that? So we don't know. I hope that because it's Cincinnati, Cleveland Thursday night, prime time, hopefully we get the Chubb that we expect.
No, hopefully we don't. But
right. but that this I'm speaking on Pooty's side.
I wouldn't be shocked if he goes and does what he does. Like Chubb is a stud, man.
And that golf and wood stack. I see.
Going back to the well.
Hey man, he's got to go back to what he's supposed to do.
Jared Goff, he doesn't have many options.
But Jared Goff. I think he's a good quarterback, and I think he has weapons. So you could do worse at quarterback, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's a good thing. And CeeDee Lamb looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think CeeDee Lamb is going to be a stud, a really good player.
Yeah. And on my side, I'm still waiting on some news. Hopefully, Kenny Galladay is healthy enough to actually play this week.
Mm-hmm.
They changed his tag to questionable, so we'll see. And then got Dobbins in there right now. But if Benny Snell gets that starting – call this week, then I'm throwing in Benny football.
Yeah.
And I'm letting him go to work because he was looking like a RB1.
Yeah. If Snell's in there, you know Tomlin's not going to rotate. He doesn't do committees.
I mean, he don't have nobody to rotate. Are you going to put Jalen Samuel in there?
No, I mean, you got Anthony McFarlane Jr. too, who's a good back. Yeah. So he's got – this is the first time that he actually has depth at the running back position. Normally, it's always like Jalen Samuels and the starter and Connor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Big Ben looked really good, man. I'm glad you got him at your starting gig. And if you have Benny Snell in there, then that's a stack. But you know, Dobbins, I know, I see why you put him in there. With that Baltimore offense, there's a lot of touchdowns to go around. And if Dobbins is going to be the goal line back, hey, man, he could fall into some for you. And Andrews, man, I think Andrews looked like the best tight end in the NFL.
And that's what I was drafting him to be.
Yeah. So, and Galladay, you hope to get him back this week, man. That hamstring stuff, if he's not healthy, you don't want him in there, right? You just want him to get healthy. And in that, on that note, I'm going to go to your team. I'm going to pick your team. And, dude, I already know what's going to be said in the chat. I already know that I'm going to prepare, like, my statement to Pootie, because I already know he's going to give us all the gifs and all the, you know, that we're playing favorite stuff. But, bro, build a team like that, and I'll pick it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're close, but, you know, if you would pick that team if that was your team.
Yeah. Now it comes down to, we'll see if Noah Fant can show up. If he can match Andrews, I think he has a shot, for real.
He looked really good, man.
He impressed me. But, again, they're not playing the Tennessee Titans again. They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, that's a whole different monster.
And I say this will be a close game.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a close game.
Between Denver and Pittsburgh?
Between you and Pootie.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. I'm not expecting to blow him out.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting to blow anybody out, to be honest. Only let's go. But but besides that, I expect to go into it pound for pound with every other single owner. I'm just going to pick myself every single week. I'm not going to go into a week thinking I'm going to lose. I'm sorry. That's not how I was raised.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah.
So you're picking yourself on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pootie, I promise I'm picking you 1 week. I promise.
When he plays, let's go.
Yo, Pootie, I promise.
Let's go, my girl. 0-13.
I do like his team, though. I don't feel like I have, like, trash him for his team. I like his team. Yo, Noah Fant is a really good player. And the fact that he has Noah Fant and CeeDee Lamb, I really like that. But Pootie.
Yeah, no, serious, no. Let's go. Yeah. Show me an offer for Patrick Mahomes.
I think we've gotten through all the matchups, right?
Yeah, no, that's pretty good, man. I'm looking forward to week two. It starts Thursday. We got the Bengals versus the Browns. So that's going to be a very
Try not to fall asleep during that game.
Well, I'm going to be watching because I have to see, make sure Nick Chubb doesn't go bananas, which he probably will. But
yeah,
no. Hopefully he keeps it to a moderate 15. I won't be mad if he puts up 15.
This might be one of those Nick Chubb, like, you look up and he's got
30 points.
20 banger on you out of nowhere. Because you know what it is about Nick Chubb? He could hit that home run.
Yeah, all right. Let's not speak into existence. Good luck, Pootie. I hope you don't beat me.
Yeah, good luck to everybody in their matchups. We hope you liked the episode. If you disagreed with us, hey, this is a perfect opportunity for you to scroll down to the comment section below and let us know what you thought. If not, you shoot us an email at thefantasystandardtfs@gmail.com and you let us know what you thought about the episode. If there's something that you would like us to discuss, we're still tweaking this episode, right, Ryan? We're still tweaking the show and the format.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the commish. HHM for giving us some feedback and sharing some ideas, which is what the Overreaction Monday was. So shout out to you for that, man. And everybody else that tunes in, man, we appreciate y'all. And we appreciate the fact that you do give us feedback because we don't do this for nothing. We have fun doing this.
Yeah. And I'll see you on the chat. And week two starts in a day.
Yep.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Drop a like. We'll see ya.
Peace out, guys.